was never really show up on camera. They just
this world is just a part of the universe that doesn't quite fit.
You're on the go.
Something's happened to throw my world.
Welcome to the first day of
this
the
was already a forbidden world, but that wasn't
enough. Time is broken.
Don't get in the way. There are ghosts.
Someone, for some reason, has led
the
a full weapon.
The cameras record everything we do.
Reliving the same events.
We are no longer in the present in space-time. Nor have we ceased to exist, not entirely.
Just don't trust him. He's a liar.
A city!
Time doesn't like it when you interfere with it.
It's all down to this conversation
with
her.
Blow a hole in it!
This stuff's all over the place.
We've got to keep moving!
There's no potential to the city!
They're pushing us towards the city.
They're coming
for us! There are all states there here that I don't remember.
Don't forget us.
To the cloud, the number one extra-temporal data storage solution. Constant audio and video capture, whatever your local reality. Auto-compile feature is engaged, bringing you the best narrative editing facility on the market. Would you like to play your latest priority-tagged footage?
The ghosts are getting close. If you're going to do it, you need to do it now.
You can't.
We have to. It's our only chance. If Varna doesn't
Varna's the problem. Everything she's doing is the problem.
Hey.
Why couldn't you just have trusted me? Just listen to what I was trying to tell you.
You haven't told me anything.
I have tried. It's difficult. It's
They're in the corridor. They're coming.
It's working. I've done it. I've actually done it.
Oh, Benny, I'm sorry.
Everything's going to be all right.
Quickly! They're here! The ghosts are here! Come on!
What is a forbidden world?
Put simply,
it's wrong.
There are some planets that the universe
no longer wants to think about.
What happened here was so dreadful.
We can cut off a limb.
If we have to.
But it is harder for the universe to cut off a planet.
Difficult, but not impossible.
And that is a forbidden world.
Is that a ghost? Is the camera getting that?
The ghosts never really show up on camera. They just look like interference, digital artifacts.
But it's so... You can see the person, but it's like that... It's like someone's been cut out of a blurred photo and then pasted badly into a camera. You can't focus on them.
Careful! I told you, don't let it get too close.
It's okay, I'm keeping my distance. It's just... Hello, you. You're fascinating. Like this world, You're part of a universe that doesn't quite fit. I can't even look at you properly. My brain doesn't want to take you in. Oh, what are you? I mean, I can tell you're humanoid.
Whoa!
Come away! It's not just you!
Oh, coming away! Oh, it's following!
Keep moving! Quickly, Professor! Quickly! Yes. Towards me! Just stay ahead of it!
Is it getting closer?
Don't turn around! Oh. Come on! Keep running!
Yes!
Eventually it'll just... Fade away! With a bit of luck. It's okay. It's gone.
Yeah, thanks.
You were lucky.
Now, forgive me, but I haven't the foggiest idea who you are.
Really? You've forgotten again?
Yep. Memory's gone. Like a ghost. They've gone. Dead. How does that work? If we're stuck in a permanent loop, then they should just reappear the next day. They should come back. Wake up with no idea what's happened. They can't just be gone. Oof, my neck. I don't... Excellent, Benny. Yes, well played. Coming to in the middle of... Somewhere with trees. Weird trees. No idea. No idea at all. It's student life all over again. Why am I beeping? Not me. That floaty thing. What are you then, floaty thing? Come here. Camera. Oh, great.
My night of shame on film joy.
Bernice, welcome to the first day of the rest of your life. Again. If you're confused, don't worry. Well, worry a bit. It's all a little worrying. Look, this has all happened before, and it'll happen again. Time is broken here. This planet is suffering from, don't know what to call them without sounding ridiculous. Time jumps? Loops? You keep reliving the same events, making the same mistakes.
Oh, story of my life.
You need to watch the footage on this camera. We all have them. The few of us that are living through this, the survivors. The data is stored in the cloud. It's not affected by the jumps. It's the only advantage you have. Like those recaps you have at the start of TV shows previously on Bernie Summerfield.
Oh, depressing.
The cameras are our memories, allowing us to carry things over from one day to the next, where you are and who you can trust. You came to this forbidden world looking for Ace. You found her, but something's wrong, both with her and the planet. The same day, over and over. I'm losing my train of thought. Where's Foster? He's so much better at explaining this sort of thing than me. We like him. He'll be here in a minute. Huh. Can't miss him. He'll be the one who isn't a tree. He gave us the cameras. He's a journalist or something. Big man. Hairy. A badger in a spacesuit. Don't tell him I said that. Oh, unless he's already there, in which case, slip into the conversation how much you like badgers.
Hi, Bernice.
Oh, and don't hit him. Sometimes you hit him.
Yes, don't hit me.
It's too early in the morning to start hitting people.
I wish you always thought that.
Betty, calm down! I'm just trying to help! Stop!
No!
Who stop!
Are you? Where am I? And what the hell is going on?
Please stop hitting me!
How far did she get with the explanations?
Not far enough.
Well, you're on the ghost planet.
Nice name. Charming. Doesn't ring any bells.
Because you're not from around here. It's a famous myth in this sector. Nobody's ever been able to prove whether it really exists or not.
I'm sitting on it. Does that help?
You'll wish you weren't, once you understand. I was working on a documentary about the place for the Mystery Channel. Oh, you may have seen some of my stuff. The Spirit Ships of Tegelen?
No.
The Beasts of the Fennel Cluster?
No.
I won an award for that one. Stupid thing's broken! The auto-editing software's confused, throwing the footage all over the place, making weird thematic connections. I'm not sure I can fix it. Whole cloud's contaminated. Welcome to Terror on the Ghost Planet. Tonight, we'll be looking at the truth behind the myth. For eons, this world has been a legend, a whisper, a rumor. But recently, it just appeared again in the skies. And I, Vince Foster, came here to find out its secrets and reveal them for you. I found a mystery bigger and more puzzling than I expected. Why does time on its surface only exist in 24-hour windows, forcing all life to loop the same day over and over again? What happened to the people that used to live here? Can they be linked to the ghosts that haunt this ghost planet? The terrifying, deadly figures that appear without warning and...
Me! Thing nearly touched me!
Censorship protocols engaged.
They've got faster, these things. Things right on top of me! Get away! Get away!
The cameras record everything we do. At the start of the day, they replay a highlights package and any memos you may wish to leave for yourself. So, hopefully, we don't waste too much time repeating ourselves, like we're doing right now.
Well, yes, some of us must have set their alarm clocks earlier than others. How long have we been stuck here? How many times have we had this conversation?
You've really not listened to your tape at all, have you? Oh, boy, you're going to be very tiresome today.
So, the cameras are recording us now, are they?
They're always recording Professor Summerfield. and they have built in auto-edit, compiling what they define as thematically important. We can flash through the important details so we're not starting each day with a blank slate.
Not today, I have you for that.
Today and every day, yes. Come on, then.
Where are we going?
To see the others.
And they are...
Well, there's Varna. She's a scientist. She's working on a way to try and break us out of this.
No way to account for energy dissipation. Even if I build a bilateral... No.
Varna, this is Benny.
Okay, good to meet you, probably. And you are...
Foster.
Foster, fine. Foster and Benny. Lovely. Bit busy. Haven't checked the personal stuff on the camera yet, so sorry I...
Do you have any idea what's happening here?
Ideas, yes. Ideas are not the problem. Thing is, as a scientist, I need to get some of the facts that go with them, and I've precious few of those. Something's happened to throw my world into chaos.
Your world? You're from here?
I think so, yes. You're not?
No.
Interesting. So, alien life exists. Fascinating. Well, that supports my big theory, that this planet has been attacked. Someone, for some reason, has let off a weapon here.
A time bomb?
If you must be so flippant.
And a time lock is one of their most ancient weapons. This was already a forbidden world, but that wasn't enough. The time lock should have sealed this planet away inside a space-time envelope, wiping it out of history. Instead, well, a time lock is an ancient weapon. It's also a tricky one.
So someone screwed up?
Yeah, someone.
Run, Susie, run! Don't let them touch you! Take your brother and...
We are no longer fully present in space-time, nor have we ceased to exist, not entirely.
Well, that's something, yeah?
But who knows how long for? At any moment, this little pocket of the universe could just collapse, pop. No more planet, no more us. Time doesn't like it when you interfere with it. It tends to fight back.
Oh, it's cornering you! You need to... Yeah!
Okay, good to know. Throwing bits of tree distracts them.
Big bits of tree.
Hello! More of them! We're trapped!
So we are!
I'm Clinus, by the way.
Benny! Yeah! Nice to meet you!
So you see why I'm getting a little desperate to come up with a solution. I really don't have time to worry about being friendly. Sorry. I know it sounds awful, but I... Just gotta focus. To ignore him. He says he didn't mean it. That I just touched a nerve. Anyway, just forget it. Just focus on your work. Nothing else is... Please. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. Tomorrow it won't matter. I'll forget, won't I? I'll...
Delete local footage from last 10 minutes. Confirm. Deletion confirmed.
Varna, the brilliant scientist, is going to save the day. Good, let's go meet her. I like her already. She's my favourite.
No, that's probably Clinus.
He sounds evil, like a military dictator or a mad professor.
Actually, he's an artist.
There are installations all through the forest.
Military installations?
Art installations. The government commissioned them. When there still was a government. It's good to work with the open space. I like the way sculptures become a counterpoint to nature.
It was me thinking they'd been dumped out here so they wouldn't scare children.
Thanks. This is one of my most celebrated pieces. I call it Uncertain.
Of course you do.
You like it?
It's... nice.
Nice. Yes. Yes, the word all artists strive to hear.
Oh, sorry, Clinus. It's just very unusual. Oh, I don't know. It's probably just the culture gap. We don't share the same aesthetic heritage. I could show you things that were thought stunning on my world and you'd hate them. It's all about points of reference, isn't it?
No, art's universal.
It's really not. I've seen paintings on Cephalus composed entirely from plankton and cuttlefish ink. A canvas of goth snot. Horrid. Beauty is in the eye of the genome.
In truly divergent species, you may have a point, but I think our aesthetics are similar enough. You're terribly attractive, for example.
Oh.
Benny! Please, come back!
No! Stay
away from me!
I'm sorry. I thought you should know. About her. About me.
You're a monster!
No, don't go that way. There are ghosts. Look!
Oh, great. More monsters. Can't believe it. I can't. I just can't. Kindness. No.
Recorder? Delete last entry.
Delete last entry. Confirm.
Confirm.
Deletion confirmed. Recording.
Hi, Benny. Welcome to today. I'm Clinus, just to save you a bit of time. Good news. I'm your boyfriend.
Can't believe it. I can't. I just can't. Clinus. No. Recorder. Delete last entry.
Delete last entry. Confirm.
Confirm.
Deletion confirmed.
You're terribly attractive, for example.
Oh. Right, that's,
nice.
Hard to reply to.
Not really. You just say thank you and then go on to say how handsome I am.
Yes.
Or we can keep talking about art. I could show you something else, something more traditional. I did a sketch this morning. Yes, you'll know the subject. She says she's from a place called Earth.
It's a big planet, and us humans get around.
No, I mean, you'll know her from here. She's around somewhere. Her name's...
Ace! I'm serious! If you don't turn that thing off now, I'll blow a hole in it!
Oh, she's off her head!
I'm doing what needs to be done!
Why? We have a real chance of breaking out of this!
Yes.
Exactly! What does it take? What does it take to get her to trust me for once? To think, it's okay, Ace has got this, I'll just keep my nose out of it, sit back and let her get on with it. Is that too much to ask? I'm not an idiot! I'm the one that's doing what has to be done here! What's the point? I'm sat here arguing with myself. Maybe it is me. Maybe I'm just useless at getting on with people.
Here she is.
Hello, Benny.
Hi, Ace. You don't seem surprised to see me.
Benny hasn't had time to check the footage on her camera yet.
Well, I have. So far this morning, Benny, I watched us wade through 3 rows and an awkward attempt at making up, and there's plenty more where that came from. I'm knackered already. Can we just take all that as read?
I'm not here to argue.
Give it time.
The doctor
sent you to look for me, yeah. Talking about that is what starts the row.
You know what he's like.
You didn't have to say yes.
I was worried.
About what I might be doing.
About whether you were okay going missing like that.
Well, you found me. Fat lot of good it's going to do either of us, eh? I really wish you hadn't come here.
You would pick a forbidden world.
Yeah, I would.
Ghosts! A whole herd of the things heading this way! Fast!
Oh, you've got to be kidding me. Ghosts? Explain it to me again, Foster. That thing.
Yeah?
You call it a ghost, but it's someone caught in a temporal flux?
Varna thinks they're the rest of the population. Time's broken here and getting more so. Nearly everyone's fallen outside reality and become...
Ghosts, right. Yeah. And if they touch you?
If they touch anything, it burns. I mean, really, vaporized. They leave nothing behind but ash shadows, like those old images you see of people caught in nuclear blasts. And maybe it's something from the planet's past.
Or its future.
Don't even go there.
No, not that way! That's the city!
Oh, a city! Cities are good. You can hide in cities.
Not ones you can't even get inside.
Who locks up their cities?
Come on! The city's only just over there. Maybe there's somewhere we can hide. We've got to keep moving!
So, that's your city.
Professional opinion.
Well, it's big.
Mm-hmm. I keep telling them we should figure out a way to get inside the walls. It'd be much safer out of the forest. The city has equipment, defences. Nothing's getting through that.
Including us.
It's all down to the power. With the power off, we can't open the doors.
And the power comes from?
Inside the city.
So you have to open the door to turn on the power, which you can't do because the power's not on?
Yes.
Design flaw.
Tell me about it.
At least the forest seems safe.
Come on! Quickly, they're flooding the forest!
There's never been so many of them, never!
The city! We have to make for the city!
What's making them gang up like this?
Power. What's power?
Power's a funny thing, really.
I suppose I can best define it by its absence. By and large, in my experience, the people without it, well, they're the nicest people. The most alive.
Power is life.
Power is knowledge.
In the wrong hands, power's a bad thing. Not my mind.
Power is strength.
So, Foster, where are we going now?
A guy called Jaffa. He and his family are farmers. They live in a biodome just the other side of the city. He's nice, you'll like him. You always do, you play with the kids.
I'm trying to find them. The chronology of this stuff's all over the place.
Hi. Bernice, isn't it? I was just watching the conversation we had yesterday. As you know, this isn't really my field. But I think someone tried to...
Who's this? What's she on about?
That's Varna. We'll see you later. Don't worry about it. We're nearly there anyway. And oh! No! No!
What is it?
Don't get out. Don't get out! There's nothing we can do. There are ghosts everywhere. They're swarming all over Jaffa's dome. It's too late.
There's no way to help them.
No.
But, well, they'll be back tomorrow, right? They'll be all right once the loop happens.
Come again, Professor Summerfield. The children like you.
Gladly, Jaffa.
Oh, you've spoiled them so much. It's probably not a good idea for me to remind them of who you are tomorrow. Otherwise, they'll spend every day waiting for you to come again.
Ah, go on. I can always give them the same presents all over again.
Yes, that's true.
Right then, I'll be off. I've got to see a man about a date.
Well then, enjoy yourself. And Professor...
Benny.
Benny, yes. Don't forget us.
I won't. Goodbye. You're saying I met these people. I knew them.
Lots of times, yes.
And now they're...
Gone. Permanently. Like all the rest.
The rest? Mm. Who? Who else was there here that I don't remember? How many people? How many?
Gone. They've both gone.
Lyman and Cassius. We said we were going to... I made a note to myself on the footage. We planned to... It doesn't matter. They're gone. They're gone and I don't even remember them. They're just faces on a small screen. Stupid. Horrible.
Looks like there was a whole swarm of the ghosts, more than we've seen before. There's no way one or two of them could have done this much damage on their own. The whole farm is ash. The scorch marks stretch right out into the forest. Whole trees turned into carbon.
But how can this be permanent, Foster? That's what I don't understand. If we're caught in a single loop, then nothing that happens in that loop can be fixed. The minute we flip back again, everything goes back to square one.
Apparently not everything. Varna thinks that...
The ghosts are a symptom, yes? They're semi-physicalized entry points. We have a planet in several states of existence. There's an old planet, fully populated, normal, before we were attacked. Then there is a planet that doesn't exist, the successful outcome of the attempt to wipe us from history. Both of those exist as potentials, quantum possibilities. We are trapped in between, on what Foster calls the ghost planet.
Ghost planet? Oh, that man is so tacky. Where is he?
Probably trying to chase Ace down. I think he likes her.
Good luck with that one.
This state of existence is currently the dominant one. A fragile world that can't quite sustain itself properly. A handful of survivors.
Plus visitors.
Plus visitors. Trapped on it. The rest of the population, the ghosts, are caught in an indefinable state between the other two potentials. But when they try and interact with us...
When they touch us?
Yes, Clinus. Then that potential is shorted out. There's some sort of exothermic reaction. Whether that's part of the combination of quantum states or some kind of temporal leakage, I don't know. The point is, our personal involvement in the loop ceases. We're phased out. No more repetition.
Did she just say, if you touch the ghosts, you die for good, but in the most tortuous way possible?
Yes, darling. Try not to worry about it.
You're Benny.
Professor Bernie Summerfield. And you are...
I'm Clinus. I'm a local.
Right. Nice to meet you. Bit busy at the moment. Catch you later.
Professor?
Hello. Do I know you?
I'm Clinus. Well, before all this, I was a soldier.
Oh, shame.
Professor Summerfield?
Call me Benny.
I'm Clinus. I'm an artist.
Really? What sort?
Well, if you're not busy, there's some of my sculptures over there in the next clearing.
Well, I am a little... Oh, to hell with it. I'll do it tomorrow. Take me to your sculpture.
We can't even get into the city, Foster. I keep telling you, what's the point of wasting another day trying?
Oh, come on, Varna. Surely we'd be better off, We'd be safer. You'd have access to equipment.
I know. I just...
It doesn't hurt to try one last time, does it? What's the worst that can happen?
There has to be a way out of this before the world collapses. Science works by testing theories and then modifying your ideas and testing again. This situation is like that, I guess. But scientists don't guess. We theorise. But we theorise based on a lifetime of experience. We're biased, imperfect creations striving to achieve a perfect outcome. In some way, this situation is an advantage. My history doesn't get in the way. I can remember I'm a scientist and that's about it. Nothing else gets in the way. No feelings, no entanglements. That's it. Rational, pure science.
You don't love me, do you? You don't love me at all.
Shh.
It's someone else, isn't it? Who is she? Tell me who she is. Tell me, or I'll make sure we never get out of this place.
I saw you looking at him.
Oh, really? Him? Oh, do me a favour.
Don't bother denying it. I'm not stupid. I can tell.
I thought you were my friend.
Am I? I'm afraid I've never met you before. What?
Don't bother lying. He comes to your tent every morning. I've seen him.
Who are you?
Don't even try and deny it. You make me sick.
Crazy lady.
Rational. Yes. No feelings, no entanglements. That's it. Pure science.
Cade! Oh, they got Cade! We have to fall back. This is it. As if they're drawn to the city.
But maybe there's a way. The energy released when they engage.
They're coming for us. Come on. We'll lose them in the trees. It's our only chance. Run!
We must have tried before.
Ah, so frustrating. Holding back on every decision until we can check whether we're repeating ourselves.
Better that than waste time actually doing it. Oh, doesn't look like it ended well.
Cade?
Cade? Who is Cade? Oh, these people dead. I can't even remember them.
What was I thinking? Something about energy. Convergence! That's it! The energy released when they interact with us. If we can tap that power...
Power? To open the doors?
Foster, you're obsessed with getting in there.
Of course I am, Clinus. We're not going to solve our problems out here, are we? We need to concentrate on getting inside the city. Look, if we could get inside the city, the only safe place has to be the city. Never mind what the ghosts are. How about getting inside?
The city's the last place we want to be. The ghosts swarm there. We're better out here in the open.
And getting nowhere very fast. Foster thinks
Who
that we should...
Who cares what Foster thinks? I can't stand the hairy little creep.
He's taken a shine to you.
Ugh, I think I just did some sick in my mouth.
What's wrong with him anyway? Hang on, I'll put that another way. What's wrong with him a vat of depilatory cream wouldn't fix?
I don't trust him. He's a liar.
Really? You'd have to be pretty stupid to lie with cameras filming you all the time. The camera never lies.
Don't be stupid. Of course they do. Everyone's doing it. You shouldn't trust anybody.
I'm not.
Delete last entry. Confirm.
Confirm.
Deletion confirmed. Recording.
Hi, Benny. It's me. Benny. Welcome to today. The first thing you need to remember is that you like Clinus. He's an artist.
Give me a reason to trust you, Ace. All Varno is doing is trying to save us, all of us. How can that be wrong?
Because the planet needs to go!
I'm sorry. It's only a sedative. But I had to do something.
Will one of you help me? We need to tie her up or something. We can't have her running around. Come on.
Why was she being like that? It was so important to her.
Because she was off her head, that's why.
She wasn't. Ace was a friend, is a friend. She would have had a reason. A good reason.
Ace, why are you telling me this?
I'm sorry. You have to know the truth. The truth
I don't
about
believe
Clinus.
You.
He's...
You're jealous.
I'm not. Don't be stupid.
Stupid? You're lying.
That's what you always say.
Always? We had this conversation before.
Yeah.
I'd remember.
Well, you don't. What does that tell you, eh?
You need to try another approach.
All right, then.
So, Clinus, what can you see from up there?
There's a whole line of ghosts just moving in. It's like they're herding us. We should get out of their way.
Whatcha? Finally ditched Loverboy, then?
Hi, Ace.
Oh. What are you doing up there?
Trying to keep an eye on the ghosts. We're going to have to move soon. They're burning their way through the forest.
Thought as much. I was looking at old footage and you used to be able to see nothing but trees for miles. The forest's getting smaller all the time.
I can remember when this was all trees.
Yeah.
It's like they're pushing us towards a city. The mysterious city.
You love it.
Yeah, if there's one thing Benny can't resist.
It's a mysterious city.
Varna, is this all the wire we have? I'll spread it as far as I can.
As long as the ghost has to cross the wire before it gets to us, it'll be fine. We only need a few seconds. The minute a ghost touches the cable, the energy release should be enough to trigger the door.
Then we run through and close it behind us. Yes, got that. Just wish we had a bit more leeway, that's all.
So do I. But we'll just have to make do with what we have.
I am so sick of this! You never listen! You always think you know best!
Then explain it to me. Why is it so important we don't go to the city? As far as I can see, we haven't got a choice.
Think about it. Whoever did this had their reasons, yeah? I mean, removing a forbidden world from existence isn't easy.
Obviously not. They messed it right up.
That's not the point. They obviously meant to wipe the place out. So, why? They must have had a good reason.
Who cares why? Look at these people. Are they worth saving?
You mean Clinus?
No. All of them. Cade, Jaffa, their kids, the billions of others trapped as ghosts. We stop it. We save them. No matter how impossible, we try. Isn't that what the doctor would do?
Come on, we've got to move quicker. They're right behind us.
I'm trying. I'm not trained for this like you are. I'm a scientist.
Please,
not
I need you to try. We've got to catch up to the others. We need to get those doors open.
Look at him. Clinus thinks he's going to impress me by climbing a tree. What am I, 12?
You seem pretty impressed by him anyway.
He's I like him.
Sorry, Benny.
Sorry I like Clinus? I know I don't have the best track record, but that's jumping the gun a bit.
I just mean, you know, it's not the ideal situation, is it?
Is it ever?
This is different.
Really? I've lived my whole life on borrowed time. From one near disaster to the next. Sometimes you just have to live in the moment. Forget all the baggage, all the backstory, and just go for it.
I don't think you can.
Neither did I until today. And yesterday, and the day before. Tomorrow never comes.
It will. Always does. Look, Benny...
Oh, I knew it. Now I'm going to have to nurse an idiot with a broken leg for the rest of the day. Hang on, idiot!
I am Clinus, and this is my history. Before the fighting started and the beautiful things were crushed underfoot. What I can remember of the life before, which isn't much. One minute, I was running through the forest, all fire and screaming. The next, I'm waking up in a world of silence. Of peace. I know I shouldn't say it, not with everything that's happened, but whoever did this to us, I'm grateful. I'm where I want to be. Every night, sealed up in the bunkers, listening to the sound of the sky being ripped open by bigger and better bombs, I dreamed of what it might be like just to go back. To go back to a life when it was all about creation, rather than destruction. I'm ashamed to say I can do both. Better than I might like to admit, but I know which one I prefer. You see, that's the thing with the blank canvas. You can paint whatever you want on it. I have no wish to paint Clinus the fighter, the killer of men. No. For now, I'm just Clinus the artist, the famous creator.
I've won an award, you know.
Really?
For my documentary on the spirit ships of Tegallon.
Great.
Yeah.
Get off!
I just thought you might be interested in it.
Well, I'm not. What about Varna, anyway?
What about Varna?
I'm not blind.
Do you think the others can hear?
Hear what?
You know, when we...
Who cares? Anyway, they'll have forgotten all about it by the morning.
As will you.
Never. I always remember the important things. The first thing my camera tells me in the morning is...
The city. Whatever else happens, you've got to get into the city. Lie, cheat, steal, whatever. Get into the city. Get to the...
Well, that was nice.
Ha ha. Oh, God.
What?
Oh, just thinking. The cameras. Recording all the time. Everything they see. All recorded for posterity.
So?
Well... It's not just tramping around in bushes and staring at locked doors, is it? The private stuff. Getting dressed.
As long as nobody else is watching it, who cares?
Sure they're not.
Nobody else can view our recordings. Foster said.
Nobody else can view our recordings. Foster said.
Yeah, well, Foster says a lot of things.
I'll delete the footage if it bothers you so much, though I can't imagine you'd want to lose a frame of my beautiful face.
So vain.
Just because I'm an artist who knows beauty when he sees it. You don't really think I'm vain, do you?
No. Well, maybe a little. But no. You joke so you don't have to say anything serious. I'm not that bad at reading people.
You don't have to read me, do you? You just watch your footage every morning and it tells you what you think.
A relationship based on received opinion?
Your own opinion.
But is it? I'm having a relationship with someone based on snippets of old video footage. My life is a movie montage. You know, those old films where you'd watch the romantic leads fall in love over a period of 5 minutes. Snippets of life underscored with a rubbish pop song. Oh, look, they're walking in the park. Now they're eating ice cream.
What's ice cream?
Oh, doesn't matter. Shut up for a minute. I'm on a roll. Life's just not like that. In movies, you're fooled into thinking two people can fall in love over the space of half an hour or something. Real life takes a while. It's cumulative. You share experiences. We don't get to do that. It's always the first date, every single time. Endless first dates.
Does that make you uncomfortable?
It makes me confused. It makes me
question how real everything is. What do I really feel for you? Or you for me?
You question things too much.
And you don't question things enough.
I question what's important.
So this isn't important to you?
That's not my point, and you know it. You're just trying to score points off me. I don't constantly question us because I like you. I enjoy spending time with you.
You enjoy being in bed with me.
Benny, you're the sort of person that never lets yourself just enjoy something.
I'm not. How do you have the first idea what sort of person I am? That's my point.
2 minutes ago, we were having a lovely time, and now, for no logical reason I can think of, we're having a row.
Our first fight.
Who knows? I'd have to go through all the footage to check, and life's too short.
It is. It's 24 hours. Sorry.
Don't be. Hey, come here and have a hug.
How many times? It's not Anne, it's... Oh, never mind. You know, stupid thing is, having had a small row, it now feels much more real.
Are all humans this neurotic?
What the doctor would do?
What do you know about what the doctor would do? You haven't known him as long as I have.
I've known him long enough.
I used to resent you. It was always just me and him, the two of us against the universe. And then you turned up, and all of a sudden, I'm the weak link. The stroppy kid with two parents.
Oh, come on.
It felt like it. Whatever I did was never good enough anymore.
I never saw you that way.
Liar. Even now, the two of you are running after me because you don't trust me, because you don't think I can handle it. Well, I was doing just fine until you turned up.
Really? This planet's broken, Ace. I don't see you fixing it.
I'll get there. I just need time. That's all.
Oh, Ace, why did you come here?
Because... It doesn't matter.
Ace? What is it? Come on, you can tell me.
Because... Oh, I screwed it up again. I can never get it right, can I? Damn it! Give me that!
Oi! Please! No! Bring it back! I need that! Ace!
Morning, Benny! Surprise! It's me, Ace! I must have picked up the wrong camera or something. Sorry! I brought it back, but you're already asleep, so... Yeah. Play your messages. You won't have a clue what's going on until you do. Oh, one more thing. A hairy bloke in a spacesuit's gonna turn up in a minute. He's the enemy. Hit him! Hit him hard!
They're nearly at the edge of the city. Hundreds of the things.
Good. We'll have to move quickly. We'll only have seconds to get inside and close the doors again.
If it works. If it doesn't...
Then we won't have to worry about anything.
It'll work. It has to work.
Ice, where are you?
She's leaving us to it. I don't think she agrees with what we're doing.
If she doesn't think breaking into the city is a good idea, she could just say rather than avoiding me all day.
The girl's crazy. We're better off without her. With any luck, she's...
Hunting for fossils?
Yeah, I found it over there. It's beautiful, actually. Got a thick vein of crystal running through it. Yeah. Look.
Yeah, not really interested in rocks.
Well, he should be. This one's important.
And why is that, then?
It's an experiment. Pass the time, if nothing else. When the ghosts get you, then you're done. Wiped out. But I reckon if you... I reckon that you'll come back.
Delete local footage from last 10 minutes. Confirm. Deletion confirmed.
Morning!
Whatever. Why are you so cheerful?
I just figured something out from yesterday, that's all. How's your head?
My head?
You were complaining about a headache last night.
Was I? It's fine.
Oh, of course it is. Brand new day. I'm off to wake up Benny.
Sure. Good luck with that. Hope this is one of the mornings she punches you, you creepy...
It worked! Get inside quickly!
The door won't close!
Oh, not enough power!
Just
keep moving, it probably wouldn't have kept them out anyway.
It's Ace! Ace! Quickly! Run! Get inside the city! The ghosts are right behind you!
Yeah, yeah! Tell me something I didn't know!
I thought we'd lost you.
Oh, no! Someone's got to try and make sure you don't do something stupid, haven't they? So, this is the city, right?
Yep, the mysterious one.
Come on! The ghosts are still right on top of us!
Oh, it's dead. The whole city is dead.
I can soon fix that. Hmm? We're in the power room. This is the easy part. Pass me the cameras.
The cameras! What about them?
The cloud is like a pocket dimension. A whole digital universe outside this one. If I can route the power through that, kickstart the city...
Then we have power.
More than that. The time loop is strained. The more pressure we put on our side of it, the more we... How to explain this? The more we actualize our world, the more we shift the balance. If I can get power to the city just a little bit, then that in itself may be enough to force a loop to break.
It's that easy.
We're constantly swinging between two causal states, existence or non-existence. The more weight we add to one side, the higher our chances of making it the dominant state.
Okay.
Or we wipe ourselves out completely.
I'm going to forget you said that last bit.
You and me both, unless I tag the footage.
The ghosts are getting close. If you're going to do it, you need to do it now.
You can't!
We have to. It's our only chance. If Varna doesn't...
Varna's the problem. Everything she's doing is the problem.
Hey!
Why couldn't you just have trusted me? Just listen to what I was trying to tell you.
You haven't told me anything.
I have tried. It's difficult. It's...
They're in the corridor. They're coming.
It's working. I've done it. I've actually done it.
Oh, Benny, I'm sorry.
Everything's going to be all right.
Quickly! They're here! The ghosts are here! Come on!
Now!
What happened?
The ghosts have gone. That's something.
I think time is... It's like the world is resetting itself.
No!
What?
I remember... I can remember my whole life! All of it!
Outside, come and look, everything's shifting. It's like footage being run too quickly. The trees are... Oh, God! The light! The sun is...
That's not the sun, idiot. Come away from the window if you want to keep your eyesight.
The wall. That's my world out there. Catching up with me.
Whoa. The bombs are just the beginning. What comes after? Now that's something to be really scared of.
It's fine. It's just the power cutting out. I can get that back.
You won't have to. Give it time. Can't you feel it? It'll come back all on its own soon enough. This is when the city was in hibernation, when everything went dark. But the city is waking up. You've tripped ancient circuits. You've sparked ancient batteries. It's watching us. This is only the beginning.
I can't see a thing out there now. Like the whole planet is dead. Is this what we did? What we fought for? Did we just destroy everything?
Give it time, pal.
Ace, what are you talking about? What is it? Where are we?
You're right. The power's coming back on.
Yes!
This is it. I'm sorry.
Benny, I just want you to know...
Clinus, where are we?
This is Skaro, Benny. The home of the Daleks.